All right. Welcome to this installment of Motivational Monday. Glad you are here for some motivation for the week ahead. A couple of quotes to start us off. We go farther faster when we go together. Or in the words of an African proverb, it was said, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. Today, I want to talk about community, real community. M. Scott Peck, in his book, A World Waiting to Be Born, argues that most organizations aren't willing to take the steps to become communities, and so they remain pseudo-communities. They never really get to the point of the formation or the hopes of what they intended to be. And the church, above all in the world, is called to be community, covenant community, authentic community, community called together by Jesus. And so why is the church so often willing to become that sense of community? Well, M. Scott Peck outlines some stages that groups go through to reach community. And these are the stages. First, pseudo-community. It's a stage of pretense that pretends there are no differences that could cause conflict. Because this stage takes time and work, and it's not easy or effortless, many never go beyond that stage of pseudo-community. The next stage of community is chaos. This is when profound individual differences emerge, and chaos follows in the wake of trying to obliterate the differences. This stage can be self-destructive or a retreat back to pseudo-community. It also means loss of control, or giving up some control for the sake of the larger whole, for the sake of community. The third stage of formation of true community, authentic community, is emptiness. The hard work when members work at getting rid of everything that is in the way of genuine community. Prejudices, snap judgments, fixed expectations, desires to convert, heal, or fix, the urge to win, the fear of looking like a fool, the need to control, or more personal hidden griefs, hatreds, or tears. It is a slow, painful process that requires open discussion. People must pass through the pain of intimacy. Churches often plaster over that pain rather than pass through it because there's this temptation to avoid pain at all cost. And then the fourth stage is community, true community, authentic community, where it often comes suddenly and dramatically after going through those long processes, and there's a spirit of peace. There is more silence, yet more of worth gets said. It's like music. The people work together with an exquisite sense of timing, as if they were a finely tuned orchestra under the direction of an invisible celestial conductor. Many actually sense the presence of God in the room when you arrive at this point. Community comes when people feel they can be real, and that they don't have to necessarily agree on everything or like what everyone else likes, but above all, they must care about each other. A true sense of love, a true sense of caring. Authentic community. God calls people to live in authentic, life-giving community. In COVID time, that has been the hardest part when people have been taken away from their community, the place that fostered growth and fostered life and shared love and laughter and, yes, lived in a sense of creative tension. And yet God still calls us to that in the midst of the unknown. And so as you motivate yourself for this week in your heart, mind, and soul, how do you see yourself giving yourself fully to authentic, life-giving community? What is that like? When have you experienced it? How do you yearn for that yet again? It's God's creation. And Jesus calls us to be a church on earth that brings life to each other and to the world. And a closing thought for a little bit of laughter. If God wanted me to touch my toes, he would have put them on my knees. Good point. That's a really good point. You're all trying to touch your toes right now, aren't you? Anyways, have fun with it. And we'll see you here next week on Motivational Mondays. Good day.